Welcome to episode 6 of our continuing Avatar Fate campaign. In this episode, some of our characters finally realize that something's not right.
Meanwhile, Aram, the little guy that you'd talked to before comes down the stairs and waves at you and says, "It's all right. We've got everything sorted. Do you they're getting the paperwork signed now and everything. Do you think that you could help me with the setting the urn in its proper place?"
"Yeah, okay."
"Alright, go ahead and roll a physique check."
"Nice!"
"You are doing incredible." "You know what? You know what? I'm curious. Let's see how this goes."
What's the total?
Like minus one.
Oh, jeez. It's very poor.
A loud crash echoes throughout the large room. You guys in the office hear it. A strange shattering crash that you've not heard before. The vase shatters, falls apart into mostly small pieces from the impact. It's kind of astounding that it shattered so much from such a low drop. You can see the false bottom of the vase also break, and a heavy wooden container sort of roll out around it on the sides to fit the vase. Just kind of roll. The man that was about to help you blinks a couple times, then kind of quickly walks over, stops the rolling container, picks it up, and just kind of stares at you wide-eyed.
"See, that came out perfectly intact."
He stares at you for a moment and just takes off running.
Inside or outside?
Oh, he'd be rolling. He'd be running outside, away from the mess.
During that whole interim, would I have been able to determine, that wooden container, if it actually was something that didn't look like it was made straightly out of utility? Like, does it look like an actual artifact?
Sure. Go ahead and. Oh dear. I would say artistry would work fine. Knowledge and research would work well as well.
Okay. Let's say artistry and two.
Artistry and a two. It was definitely crafted after the vase. Much more recently. In fact, it seems to be crafted to fit inside the vase. It's functional. It's durable. It's heavy. You would suppose that something was moving in the vase that is not quite as historic as the vase itself would have been.
Okay, I'm just going to, in that case, my character's just going to shrug and then just stand around.
Alrighty.
Nice.
So, back in the office, the old man hobbles over to the curator and lifts his staff as if he's about to poke him. What are you two going to do?
I'm going to think that he's accustomed to waking people up like this and not stop him because he knows what to expect.
Okay.
I've already woken up a guy by poking him and nothing too bad happened, so yeah. Is this after the crash or before the crash?
After the crash.
Okay.
He goes over and pokes at the belly, and the wound kind of opens up a little bit and more blood splutters out.
Oh no!
But nothing else seems to happen.
Can I run over and try to heal him?
You can.
Okay. I'm going to, I guess, check first to see if he's alive.
Okay.
Just a healing, I guess.
That would be a healing check.
3.
He does not appear to be alive.
Okay.
He appears to have been dead for a couple of hours now.
Do I believe there's anything I can do, even though secret, I have healing water stuff?
I mean, you're a healer. You believe that there's always a chance, but okay. You would have to be an amazing 4+.
Okay.
To actually heal.
I'm gonna say, Yoshiru.
Yoshiru,
go get Aran. I need his help for this.
I'm gonna step out the office door and yell at Aran. Aran.
Okay, so you walk up to the door and try and open it. It is locked.
While he's distracted, I'm going to get the guy to drink some water or put some water down his throat and then make him suck on a frog.
Okay, roll it.
Oh, what? Okay, that's going to be... Let me calculate it. It's a 3, 6, 10. I'm not done. 14 if I'm removing an aspect. But 10, if not.
An aspect of dead?
Yeah.
Okay. The screen pans to a ghost passing down a long corridor towards a bright light at the end. Suddenly a hand reaches out, grabs the back of his tunic, and yanks him through time and space. The wound, panning back to the room, the wound closes... And the curator sits up suddenly, gasping and choking on his own blood.
Oh, you're okay. You were just knocked out. It's fine. What happened?
He is still choking, coughing.
I'm gonna get that out.
Can't seem to talk.
I'm gonna help him roll him over or whatever, and help him get that liquid out.
All right, Yoshiro, what are you doing?
I'm gonna turn around, startled.
Okay. You see as the throat's cleared and kind of coughing, just starts to eventually just...
Oh, he got me!
And keeps going on.
It's okay. What happened? Were you bringing back the Avatar and it went wrong? What happened?
I was... Avatar? No! No, I was... expecting delivery, filing papers, payment.
There may be a problem with the delivery, but I'm glad you're okay.
Who did this to you?
Kind of starts looking around widely.
New recruits. I was only here a couple months. Where?
He's kind of looking around frantically now.
I'm assuming I didn't see him get locked in. I'm like, Yoshiru, where is Aran?
The door's locked. I'm going to try the key from the chest.
On the chest or the door?
On the door.
Get your money.
Roll a banditry check, because that key is way too small.
That would be a one.
You fiddle with it and fiddle with it, and you can actually use it enough like a lockpick to where you can shoulder push the... door open the rest of the way. It breaks the key in the lock and damages the door knob mechanism a bit, but you actually get it open.
By any chance, do I happen to hear all this scuffling with the door, or is it just...
Oh, like... yeah, you hear the pounding and the yelling, and you can faintly hear the coughing just because it echoes through this big empty museum.
Okay, you know what? In that case, I'm going to try to follow... the source of the sound.
You gonna head up the stairs?
Yeah, I'll go up. Sounds like
okay. You start to head up the stairs just in time as your head kind of peeks over the balcony. You see the door forced open.
Aran, what happened out here?
Nothing. Nothing happened at all. What's wrong with the door?
No. Not something. Okay. I see pieces down there of the urn. That guy that was here when we first got here, he's gone. What happened?
Well, something strange happened, and, well, the vase broke, and it wasn't my fault at all, but it was... Anyway,
okay, so,
he just gave this so look, and he just started running away. I don't know what. He probably wanted to keep away from... even admitting that he was responsible, if you ask me.
Your boys should probably catch him.
But we already delivered it, so it's not like it's our problem anymore, right?
I'm gonna... Which way did he go?
I point in the direction of that way, I think, last time I saw.
Okay, come on.
You ran out the building. There's only one big double doorway.
I'm going to take off in that direction.
Okay, you kind of squeeze past Oran and start running down the stairs.
Hey, yep. Wait for me. I follow along.
I'm going to stay with the other two guys and help them and get information.
Okay. The two of you that are running, I'm going to say that's a physique, a feat of strength to try and catch up with them since you're running so fast.
Four.
I have a one.
You get outside. Well,
I'm going to tap Reluctant Hero and make that a three.
Yeah.
Okay. You both get outside just in time to see the guy that you'd met outside start riding off with one of the duck horses down the mountain.
Which one?
I'm going to jump on the other duck horse.
Yeah, that's not yours.
I'm not there, thankfully.
Alrighty. That is a cultivation.
Hey, wait. Which duck horse did he get on?
Black.
Aha!
Are you both riding down?
So, can I at least try to throw something at the guy? Or
what are you going to throw?
Well, I was originally going to assume I had a hidden weapon of some kind because I got the power, but since we don't have any, I'm going to just say a rock on the ground.
Okay. That would be a weapons check.
Minus one.
All right, you chuck it and hit the other duck horse in the flank. It starts and tries to run away. Thankfully, it is tied and secured, but it has taken physical stress.
That's why he didn't want that rock.
I'm going to untie Sar and jump on and ride after him.
Okay, animal handling is under cultivation.
Oh, crap. Wow, that's a minus two.
Wait, do you have cultivation at minus one?
Yes.
All right, so you untie the horse, the duck horse, and try to ride after. The horse, already being startled and wounded by the rock, tries to kick you off. Roll a luck check.
Man, almost took luck. One.
Okay. Oran, roll a physique check.
Three.
Okay, good. Yoshiro goes flying through the air up the 13 stairs. Oran manages to catch him before he hurts himself. And the bad guy continues to gallop down the trail. He would be getting very far away, except the trail winds back and forth as it slowly descends. So he's going away from you to the right, then he turns around and comes back a little bit on the left, goes past you and goes further away, and just keeps zigzagging his way down the mountain.
What would it take for me to throw Yoshiro?
That would be either a weapons or a physique check.
Okay, I got an idea. I pick up Yoshiro and I try to aim him and use my physique to throw him ahead of him.
Ahead, okay. Go ahead and roll it.
This will not end well.
Oh my god, finally. Five.
If you're going to roll a good one, now's the time. Alrighty, that will give Yoshiro a plus two bonus on his attack, or whatever he's trying to accomplish, assuming it makes sense, with being thrown through the air. Yoshiro, what are you doing? As you hurl,
I'm
going to
do a flying kick to the guy's head.
Flying kick.
Do you have martial arts?
Martial arts.
I do have martial arts. Okay, so with the plus two, that would be five for martial arts.
You're the Wolverine to his Colossus.
Okay. First of all, you both get a fate point.
Yeah.
The man is riding, clutching this wooden carrying basket thing, seems to be rather heavy, and he's holding it with one arm, trying to work the reins of the duck horse with the other hand. sees you flying through the air, sees you posed for the kick, knows it's coming, brings this weighted wooden contraption up in front of his chest to kind of protect himself. Your foot goes slightly over, aimed for his face, plants into his face. You feel the sensation of a nose breaking beneath your foot and weight giving away as he releases from shock of pain and force the wooden object he was protectively holding and goes flying off the horse. Yoshiro lands on the horse, mounting it backwards, granted, but still in the saddle, and is able to catch and hold the wooden object before it falls from the duck horse onto the ground.
The duck horse,
a little bit confused, stops going full gallop and slows down to a slow trot.
I'm glad you took my shorts.
Alrighty.
I think me and Don have it at negatives.
Well, I will.
You both hear the sound of as it continues to roll down the hill. Well, mountainside, really.
I will bring the horse to a stop and turn it around and head it back the other way.
I guess I'd try to run back down the other
way. Yeah.
I assume you're spinning around in your saddle to face the same way as the horse first?
I am doing that as well.
Okay. Since this horse has calmed down, no skill check is needed, and you've actually ridden a duck horse before, so you're able to get it going back up the mountain. Meanwhile, Vilton is up in the room with two elderly gentlemen.
Yes.
One of them brought back from the brink of death.
Do you guys know anything about this new interloper?
The curator kind of looks up and the master says, Well, he came to us not long ago, a few months back, I think. And he was, he was able to bend fire and had some knowledge of historical lore. And we found that, he was very eager to help, particularly with the finances of the business.
Do you know why he would want the vase?
You think he took a vase? Oh, was it the vase that you were delivering to us?
I wasn't really delivering. It was the water. Yeah.
Ah. If it's not too much trouble, I thought I heard a shattering sound before. Do you suppose I might have that letter of approval back, of acceptance?
That's probably best. Yeah. It's not mine to give, but I'm sure Yoshiro, he was very, very truthful. I'm sure he'll give it back. They're kind of young, but I'm sure they'll understand.
Yes. Well, I suppose the mediciner. Yes, we should probably get you, curator, to the mediciner.
Yes, you should be fine. I probably need to go check on these guys. I'm worried about them.
Wait.
Certainly.
Who has the letter of acceptance currently?
You do.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna make, since I know that they're safe and stuff, I'm gonna go look for these guys because I'm afraid that they're in trouble.
Okay. I mean, they're right there now.
Yeah.
At the top.
Oh.
At the steps.
Oh. Well, where did you guys get the bandit?
Well, we sent him rolling down the mountain, and he had this. I don't know where it is or what it is or where he got it.
What kind of thing is it?
That's what I'm wondering.
What kind of thing is it?
He was in a hurry leaving with it.
Can I tell
it is a wooden puzzle box.
Ooh.
Kind of round shaped, almost like a squat rain barrel. Not even a foot tall. Very intricately carved with little sliding pieces on the outside for the puzzle.
It didn't appear to be in the vase before, but I'm assuming it was in that fake bottom.
Fake bottom?
Is that where it was, Oran?
Yeah. I didn't, yeah, sure.
Well, technically, it's still these guys. So,
well,
depends on if they want to deliver it or not.
We were to deliver the vase, and the vase is here. Have you informed me yet that they want the certificate of delivery back?
I'm assuming they're out in the hallway with us.
They're not.
Oh, yeah, they're gonna want the certificate back.
Okay, so if we give them certificate back, then technically this would stay in our care, correct?
Joshua?
Would somebody like to roll a status check for legality?
I'll do it.
Status of 6?
Wow. 1.
Essence foul play.
I'm sorry.
Don, what's your total with that, with the status?
1.
Okay.
I've got a 6, yeah.
So, you know, at this point, if you were given the letter of approved receipt and you take that back, you're completely free of blame if the vase was broken. That's proof that it was accepted in good condition and any damage afterwards was their fault. If you give it back to them and they report the vase is broken or damaged, then not only are you not going to get paid, but you guys are going to get in trouble. Possibly you, particularly if somebody says that you're the one that broke it. Did you get a 5?
6.
6? Ooh. Okay. So you get a free boost. We'll say I've done this before. You've been through a lot of these contracts before. And, I mean, it's not necessarily honest to keep the paperwork, but it is legal for you to do so. That's why he's asking. He can't really demand it. Mm-hmm. You also know that contracts are very intentionally specific. If, you know, someone was smuggling something inside a vase, for example, and, you know, the rule said just deliver the vase and the contents are gone, you're still not legally obligated for that. It doesn't belong to anyone. That's why smugglers are encouraged to be honest with the White Lotus that they are smuggling, so that it will be delivered with the vase.
I'm going to transfer that exposition as worded to you two. It is your mission. It's whatever you decide to do.
Well, I'm guessing this letter of credit is worthless, so we're not getting paid either way.
The letter of credit you have already established will get you paid by someone at the Fire Nation. He wasn't able to fake that or forge it, and it is for the actual amount. Okay. Really, when it comes down to, do you want to finish the job in the legal letter sense, or do you want to do right by these people that got cheated by a horrible person?
Thank you for listening to Episode 6 of our continuing Avatar Fate RPG podcast. If you'd like to check out other episodes, you can do that at burneverythinggaming.podbean.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbay, Podbean, everywhere it's podcast. Podcast it up on your face and wherever your ears, probably a better place for it. You can check things on Dresden Files, Secret of Nim, Star Trek, whatever it is. If you'd like to help support us, make better content, or you can hear better, or if you just like us, maybe, I don't know, maybe check out our Patreon. You can drop us some stuff there. You really don't have to. It's okay. We do this more for ourselves, but more the merrier. And if you'd like to let us know what you think, you can do that there or at our email at burneverythinggaming@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter. We'd love to hear from you. Good things, bad things, whatever you think. Just let us know. Keep on enjoying.